Mr. Steve Kirsch, who also joined us last year. He's a former Silicon Valley high-tech executive. When the pandemic started, he created the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund. Thank you for doing that. To fund research is working on repurposed drugs. Mr. Kirsch has also testified before the U.S. Senate and presented, as I mentioned, here last year. Welcome back to Pennsylvania, sir. Over to you.
Thank you, Senator. We're over half an hour over, so I'll just be brief. I had a lot more to say, but in the interest of time, I'll cut to the chase. I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room. This is the biggest thing that we should be discussing that nobody has talked about, which is that all these vaccines are causing harm to our kids. It's not just the COVID vaccines. It's every single one of them. There has never, ever been a study comparing the fully vaccinated kids who follow the CDC schedule versus kids who have not been vaccinated at all, who did not get a vitamin K shot, which is not a vitamin, and whose mother did not get vaccinated. If you compare the results of kids whose mom didn't get vaccinated, no K shot, and no vaccines, and if you compare the outcomes of those kids versus kids who got the CDC schedule, there is a dramatic difference. It is an unbelievable difference. It is a difference that nobody wants to talk about. There are no studies, zero, that show the opposite. You know, I go on Twitter and the doctors say, well, you know, for every study, there's always a study that shows the opposite. This is the one case where there are no studies in medicine that show the opposite results. The fully unvaccinated kids are always healthier. And in fact, there was a 10-year study done by Dr. Paul Thomas. And of course, they got it. They got that study retracted unethically in violation of the COPE guidelines. That 10-year study showed that the kids who got measles were the kids who were vaccinated against measles. The kids who got mumps were the kids who were vaccinated against mumps. The kids who did not get any vaccines did not get any of the diseases that the kids were vaccinated against, were vaccinated. So when you talk about you shouldn't be discriminated against because you didn't get a vaccine, you should be applauded because you didn't get a vaccine, because you did the right thing. If you're a parent and you didn't vaccinate your kids, you should be applauded because you did the research and you found out that vaccines are causing chronic disease in America. There's a study that was done by the control group. They have over 1,000 people who are unvaccinated. The health outcomes in those people is night and day comparison with fully vaccinated people. We have a 60% rate of people with a chronic disease in America. If you've not been vaccinated at all, the rate is close to zero. And of course, none of this is talked about. They tried to get the CDC to do a study of the vaccinated, fully vaccinated versus the fully unvaccinated. In 2005, CDC Director Judy Gerberding promised to do such a study. She said, yes, we should do such a study. It's important that we do a study now. We can refine it later. And that was nearly 20 years ago. And that study has never been done. And it will never be done because they don't want people to know that all these vaccines have been harming people since the very beginning. There is no safe vaccine, not a single one. Not one vaccine is safe and effective. And I actually went on Twitter and I offered $2,500 to anybody who could show me such a study, and nobody was able to produce such a study. And by safe, I mean kills fewer than one person per million. The only way you can do that is with state data. Because the big secret that nobody's talked about is that the CDC doesn't have the vaccination records for people. They don't have the record level data, so they can't do such a study. The CDC has never been able to do such a safety study because they don't have the records. I talked to the media, the head of media relations at the CDC, and I have a recording of this, which is legal in Atlanta, Georgia. And he admitted that they don't have the records. And I asked him, why don't you ask for the records then so you can do the studies? And he said, we don't have the legal right to ask them. I said, why don't you ask them nicely? Why don't you say please? Surely the governor of California, if you asked nicely, would give you the records. And they said, we don't have the right to ask for the records. This is just an excuse. They do not want to know whether the vaccines are safe. No state has ever done a study showing the vaccines are even safe, where safe is kills fewer than one person per million. No country in the world will release that information. When I try to approach other countries to release that information, the record level vaccine safety information, they refuse. They say, well, it'll be a violation of privacy. No, it's not. I've released the Medicare data on my site and nobody complained. Not a single dead person. I did not get a complaint from a single dead person about violating their privacy. It's amazing. And yet these records are hidden. When they said, well, that'll be a privacy violation, I say, well, here's how to get around that. And then they stop talking to me. The conversation goes up until then. Or they say, yes, we could do that, but it would be expensive to do. And I said, I'll pay for all the costs. And then they stop talking to me. Do you see a pattern here? They don't want you to know. Let's talk about the Amish. Yesterday, I drove to Lancaster County. I drove to Amish country. I drove from house to house to house. I actually went to the house of a relative of Gideon King. He's the one person, the only known person in the Amish community who supposedly died from COVID that I'm aware of. Now, they say there may be up to 5 people in Lancaster County who died from COVID, but I was unable to get the names of 5 people. I offered $2,500 reward on Twitter. Hey, give me the names of more than 5 people in Lancaster County who died from COVID. Not a single person was able to name more than one person. They all named Gideon King. One guy. So I talked to the, I actually went to the house of Sam King, who's a relative of Gideon King, and I talked to Sam. He doesn't know if Gideon actually died from COVID or not. He died in the hospital. They think it was COVID, but maybe he died from the COVID hospital protocols. Okay, so you look at the Amish. I did the calculation. Let's say there were 5 Amish people, because people say, I think there were maybe a few, or maybe there were 5 Amish people. But you know, and then I asked them, okay, can you name them? And nobody can name them. But let's say that we could name them, and there were 5 Amish people who died. That means the Amish died at a rate 90 times lower than the infection fatality rate of the United States of America. The Amish died at 90 times lower rate from COVID than America, than the rest of America. Now, how is that possible? It's possible because the Amish aren't vaccinated. And because the Amish didn't follow a single guideline of the CDC. They did not lock down. They did not mask. They did not social distance. They did not vaccinate, and there were no mandates in the Amish community to get vaccinated. They basically ignored every single guideline that the CDC gave us. Ignoring those guidelines meant a death rate 90 times lower than the rest of America. So you talk about taking guidance from the WHO. Why don't we copy what works? In fact, wouldn't it be great to say in the next pandemic that Pennsylvania will take guidance from the Amish instead of the WHO, and you will be much, much better off.
The Amish lifestyle becomes more and more attractive every year. So I like to tell them, us English with all our book learning, and I have a PhD, 4 masters, you guys run circles around us with the common sense, with natural immunity, and he proved to be right. You know, as you look at this here, and I know Tom in his testimony was talking about the introduction of I guess, foreign things into food, the food supply, and into insects. In Europe, you might remember this, in the 50s, there was an effort to control the wild rabbit population, and the Europeans and Australians introduced myooxomatosis. And you'll see these lethargic rabbits, and they're dangerous. They're lethargic, though, and they have to be killed when they come out. 70 years later, the rabbit population there is corrupted because people thought it'd be a good idea to control the population with a virus, and it just created a bunch of lethargic, sickly rabbits that you can't even eat. And there's always a danger playing God. I guess, Mr. Kirsch, if you just get to the thing that we're all after is culpability. When will we see people held accountable for this? The deaths in the elder care facilities, preponderance of deaths in Pennsylvania were because of the policy of Tom Wolf, our former governor, and Dr. Levine sending the sick back into homes, that had no, most of them had no capability or facilities to quarantine. So the Southeast Veterans Home, notorious. 3-4 veterans squish into a room. They're older. Most have comorbidities, and it just unleashed a plague, killing heroes from World War II. Survived the Panzers, survived the Bastogne, Normandy, in the cases 101st Airborne, to die because of failed policies. We want accountability, and where do you see that headed?
I think you're not going to get accountability until people wake up, until people realize that they've been lied to. And I think the biggest wake-up call is autism. We have an autism epidemic in America. I just did a survey. 22% of households I surveyed have one or more autistic kids. 22%. Now, of my friends, of my unvaccinated friends, or who are anti-vaccine friends, 1/3 of my friends have an autistic child at home. So this 22% number is probably pretty low, because when I surveyed my followers, and my followers are in general against vaccines. But of course, one of the reasons they became against vaccines is because they got an autistic child. And then they stopped vaccinating and realized that subsequent children who were not vaccinated didn't get autism. Now, there are about 100 top researchers in the world on autism. And one of them reached out to Dr. James Landsweiler, who wrote a book on autism, and he thanked him for writing the book. And he mentioned that, you know, all of us top autism researchers, we all know that vaccines cause autism. We're just not allowed to talk about it. And that's why we have an autism epidemic in America, because they're just not allowed to talk about it, because they would lose their NIH grants, they would lose their jobs, they would lose their license to practice medicine if they spoke the truth. There's only been one autism expert that I'm aware of who's ever testified under oath. Why is that? Why isn't anybody calling any of these autism experts and confronting them with the undeniable data that shows vaccines cause autism? It's because nobody wants to know. They tried to do that in the Senate. They tried to call William Thompson at the CDC, who was ordered by his superiors at the CDC to destroy all evidence linking vaccines and autism. He did that, but he kept a copy. Congressman Bill Posey tried to bring him to testify under oath in Congress, and he was denied. They would not let William Thompson testify in Congress that he was ordered to destroy all data linking vaccines and autism. They're just not allowed to talk about it. Now, subsequently, there was a bill in 2009. There were 9 members of the House who co-sponsored the bill. That bill died in committee. That bill would have required the NIH to look into, to do a study of the fully unvaccinated versus the fully vaccinated. One study. 2009, 9 co-sponsors didn't even make it out of committee. That is the stranglehold that the drug companies have on America. Their interest is in making money. Their interest is not in the health of Americans. If their interest was in the health of Americans, that study would have been done. They hide all the data. Brian Hooker tried to look at the VSD data. As soon as he found a signal, the CDC yanked his ability to look at the data. They don't want anyone to know. This is the biggest cover-up in America. This is the elephant in the room. This is what nobody wants to talk about. We need data transparency. I talked to Erica Pan. She's a state epidemiologist for California. I started with a nice email saying that I'm working with Senator Josh Becker on a bill for data transparency. And she politely responded. And then I asked her, so do you believe in data transparency? She stopped talking to me at that point. She has never responded to any emails, phone calls, text messages since I asked her that question. These are the questions that people don't want to answer. They don't want people to know. There is no data transparency here. Public health data is not transparent in any state of the United States of America. It is not transparent in any country in the world. All the public health data is kept behind closed doors, under lock and key, and you're only allowed glimpses, and if you get onto something, they deny you the access. There is no record level data for vaccination, for birth and death records. These could easily be made public. They are not. And it's because if it was made public, people would know the truth. And that's the elephant in the room, and everyone should know it.
It's ironic that, of course, the Washington Post said that, you know, democracy dies in darkness. We're a republic, but we'll borrow that phrase. And it's interesting to see that we do have a fight anytime we ask for accountability and transparency. It's elusive. There's always reason. It's too burdensome on this organization. No, it's not. So we're going to have to wrap it up. First, I'll pass the mic over to my colleague.
Well, the amount of money that, I mean, you look at I've had to do campaign ads. I know how much that costs. And for TV ads and stuff. And I don't have TV anymore, but whenever I come to the hotel and sit down and I look at all the pharma ads that are on there, the billions of dollars that's going out to that, how much is getting redirected? We had not too long ago, there was a lobbyist that was reporting to one of their clients about the amount of money, the return on investment for contributing to campaigns in New York State. And it's appalling. The money that Big Pharma, that others have, and the revolving doors with the CDC, all this stuff is tied together. This country has to wake up. And we need to have more people. I had $1 million spent against me in the primary just to keep me out. And because they know where, because of my time in the House, they know how I've been at this kind of stuff. Everyday good citizens need to step up to the plate, start running for office, and not take the money that is coming from these organizations. Because I think I circumvented the media stuff, And I would love to encourage others who just have common sense, not people who are going to go out there and just scream and holler, you that have the ability to analyze things and then step forward, need to step up. If you've seen things and you start to understand it, I took on the Speaker of the House in my own party when I got into the House, and it was the Senate pro tem whenever I got into the Senate. I was initially called just a dumb jail guard, but you know, people have common sense. You've got ability. We need people to start stepping up, and then others to get behind them, because that's the only way we're going to get the proper legislation and stuff to get this fixed.
Where do you find how many children or people are totally unvaccinated? Is that where do you find? Is it just the parents that stepped up and said? I would think that's a very small percentage, because of us blindly followed, you know, the recommendations to vaccinate children.
Yeah, it's less than 1% of the public. So the Amish are a perfect example of a large group of people who are largely unvaccinated. And there's we can't find an autistic kid who was unvaccinated. It's very, very rare in the Amish community, very, very rare. You won't find transsexuals. You won't find homosexuals. You won't find kids with ADD, with autoimmune disease, with panda pans, with epilepsy. You just don't find any of these chronic diseases in the Amish. And you know, the U.S. government has been studying the Amish for decades, but there's never been a report out to the public. The reason, of course, is it would show that, if you don't follow our guidelines, you're going to end up healthier. That's why there's no report after decades of studying the Amish. There's no report, because the report would be devastating to the narrative. It would show that the CDC has been harming the public for decades and saying nothing and burying all the data. Now, there's another facility, and there are a bunch of these. There are probably fewer than a dozen. We don't even know the exact amount, because they all have to fly under the radar. Because if the medical boards ever found out about any of these physicians, they would destroy them. They would take away their license. So there's one facility I'm aware of. It's been operating for 25 years inside the United States somewhere, and I know where. They've had thousands and thousands of kids. And parents are dying to get in to these practices, because the health outcomes, there's zero autism cases in 25 years.
Wow.
They're in a community which is surrounded by autistic kids. In all the other clinics which follow the CDC guidelines, the autism rates are off the charts. In this clinic, which is surrounded by these other clinics, there's no autism. Zero in 25 years. Zero cases of autism. The only cases of autism they have are people who come into the practice late whose kids were already vaccinated. Those are the only cases of autism. Nobody who follows the no vaccines. And so, you know, parents are at first reluctant to do that, because they've been saying, what if my kid gets, you know, they could die from measles, mumps, whatever. No, we have protocols. If your child gets one of these diseases, we know how to treat them, and their immune system will be able to cope with it because they haven't been vaccinated. And that's the secret. So these people defied the conventional wisdom. And if anyone ever found out about them, they would be shut down in a heartbeat. And that's why nobody knows about them, because they keep this low profile. But you see, the doctors know, and that's where the doctors send their kids to this clinic. But they don't talk about it because they're not allowed to. It would be too embarrassing if you're a doctor and you sent your kid to a clinic which doesn't vaccinate. Look, the doctors, you know, I talked to a doctor who makes about $500,000 a year. And he said, you know, I could make $1.5 million a year if I vaccinated all my kids. He gets a $1 million reward if he vaccinated 95% of his kids or more. $1 million, an extra $1 million if he, that's why. You know, it's the doctor's job to try to vaccinate your kids. It's the parent's job to say no.
Steve, thank you for your testimony. It's great to see you again. Thank you. And this wraps up our roundtable. Thank you so much, everybody.